Growing up, Marlena Miles had a passion for using her voice in the form of art. Miles is in the Spirit Lake Nation in North Dakota. She continued to use her voice in a form of digital art to express issues in the Native American community, creating a way for marginalized voices to be heard.
You know, I wanted my art to have a bigger purpose than just looking pretty or capturing someone's essence, and so I started to create Native art that could educate people about Dakota people, because I grew up in South Minneapolis in a neighborhood called Little Earth, which is like a Native urban community, and I attended Four Winds, which is a Native magnet school, but outside of those two areas, I never really saw anything in the cities that reflected Dakota presence or the fact that this is our homelands. And so I wanted to use my art to, you know, rectify that so that the next generations don't grow up feeling not seen like I did when I was a kid.
She wants people to be educated based on what she creates.
I'm like, how about if I just go around that whole system and just ignore it and like create public installations like augmented reality that takes our art and put it back on the land, not into like a stuffy museum where I feel like people go there and they don't see it as like living culture. They just read the label and they keep walking. Like they don't really, it doesn't really change your perspective.
Marlena wants individuals to have an open mind and respect Indigenous opinions.
Biggest pet peeve in the world is like human stupidity and like ignorance, but people can stop being stupid. They can stop being ignorant if you give them information. And you know, I'm ignorant of things, I am stupid about things, but I'm always willing to admit I don't know something, but I want to find out. And you know, I try to tell other people that if you don't know something, it's okay, because you can find out. You know, we weren't born with all this knowledge. So you know, I think just my passion for what I want to do, and also fighting against the things about humans that make me dislike them, which is that ignorance or whatever, I think it just drives me to keep doing this the rest of my life.
I'm Fatima Abdurrahman for NPR News Radio Camp 2023.